This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice are launching an investigation into what he called left-wing civil unrest in what he termed Democrat-run cities. Mr. Trump said federal operations cracking down on urban violence have resulted in the arrests of 200 people, including 100 in Portland, Oregon. In the White House briefing room on Monday, the president told reporters that in America, we will never surrender to mob rule because if the mob rules, democracy is indeed dead. Mr. Trump spoke just hours after Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden said the president can't stop the violence because for years he has fomented it. Mr. Trump countered that Biden's strategy is to surrender to the left-wing mob. The trading of accusations comes 9 weeks before the presidential election. Biden leads Trump in national polling, but in some key states, the contest is tight. On Tuesday, Trump is to visit Kenosha, Wisconsin, where protests turned violent last week after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, 7 times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. And a white teenage vigilante claiming to protect businesses in Kenosha is accused of fatally shooting 2 people and wounding a third during a street demonstration. Mr. Trump told reporters he's not planning to meet with Blake's family because they wanted a lawyer to participate. The president also declined to criticize the actions of Kyle Rittenhouse, the teenager who faces 5 felony charges in the shooting on the streets of Kenosha. One of the charges is first-degree intentional homicide. The governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, has urged the president to skip Tuesday's visit to Kenosha, saying it would only delay work